Connecticut penalizes DraftKings for slot game glitch. DraftKings has been ordered to pay a $19,000 fine in Connecticut following a probe into one of its slots that malfunctioned last year. The slot in question, Deal or No Deal, provided by White Hat Gaming, was found to have produced zero wins over 20,000 spins. According to a report from the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection's Gaming Division, 522 players in the state played the Deal or No Deal slot game, and not one of them secured a win. As a result, concerned players flooded the authorities with complaints about the slot game, which sparked investigations into the game's operations. An internal review by DraftKings revealed a computer error that set the game's winning odds to zero. After identifying the glitch, DraftKings refunded $23,909 to the affected players. However, the report noted that DraftKings failed to notify the DCP about the incident until a week had passed. According to a DraftKings spokesperson, the game's malfunction was caused by an error by the game's developer and isolated to its Connecticut launch. However, the operator emphasized that it has not experienced similar problems with other White Hat games. Nevertheless, White Hat Gaming was fined $3,500 for the glitch. DraftKings stated, "Our customers' satisfaction and the integrity of our products are central to our success. We have robust measures to monitor potential payout issues and we investigate any concerns promptly. In the event of a game not functioning as intended, we ensure impacted customers are appropriately refunded." $100,000 fine in New Jersey. This Connecticut fine adds to the list of penalties DraftKings has received in recent months. In July, it was fined $100,000 in New Jersey for reporting incorrect sports betting data as part of its trading figure returns to the state. The New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement, DGE, stated that it had to republish sports betting data for the period where DraftKings had reported incorrect figures, its first time doing so in 13 years.